The measure in Sonoma County would eliminate animal agriculture in that county. Director of Political Affairs with the California Farm Bureau, Stephen Fenaroli, says it would affect many farms.
It would outlaw all animal agriculture in the county. You know, that would affect dairies, that would affect poultry operations.
Two of the biggest animal ag industries in the county. The measure, titled Prohibition on Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations, is backed by an animal rights extremist group, which has already collected more than 18,000 signatures toward putting the measure on the ballot. It has until March to collect the remaining 2,000 verified signatures needed. The trajectory shows it will go to the voters, and Fenaroli says that's something that the agriculture industry around the nation should keep a watchful eye on.
A lot of the country begrudgingly looks to California and they kind of say, oh gosh, you know, California, what are they doing now? But this thing has national implications, right? If a group can qualify a measure and they can outlaw animal agriculture in a county, that sets up a playbook for them to repeat that not only throughout the state, but throughout the country.
Fenaroli says when political attacks like this come up, it's important for the animal ag industry to gather the troops and fight back.
You know, we saw kind of from the results of Prop 12 that, you know, there were some times where, you know, we weren't as active as I think we could be. And I say we as kind of just all of ag. And so, you know, how are we going to mobilize and how are we going to have a voice?
Fenaroli encourages farmers around the country to speak up because California is often a starting point for anti-ag movements that spread around the nation. I'm Sabrina Halverson.